So I'm gonna walk around the block. Hope it don't rain on me. It's about 30 some degrees, but I'm creating a pattern. And I'm not gonna give up on my pattern. Because when you sew a pattern for long enough time, it just sticks. It sticks. And you know, I've talked to people in the past. They talk about having a hard time to find content. They have a hard time finding content. Maybe you need to shut it down then. If you can't find content when it's all around you, it's got a problem. One of my friends, at least I thought she was my friend, one time she said, "You're just using me for content." I said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Content is unlimited. What are you talking about? Stuff we talked about, yeah, I might talk about it, but that was about 5 years ago, I think. I can't remember. Content is unlimited. And it's really just saying the same thing in different ways. It's a fractal holographic reality. There's nothing new. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Why don't we believe it? We have the whole truth. In the book of Genesis, the seed of the whole truth is right there. Now, as you unfold the Bible and you go from Genesis to Revelation, you're unveiling the depth of the truth. There's no new game. Eve is still doing the same thing she always did. Adam's still doing the same thing he always did. And the snake's still doing the same thing he always did. Now, the second Adam, he's doing the same thing he always did. The first Adam ate the apple with Eve. The app. The second Adam pulled both of them out of the miry clay. Adam pulled Eve out. Christ pulled the church out. And so whether it's a man or a woman, if you're born again, you know that the gospel is the only way to save people and get people saved. And you can't fix them. You can't change them. They have to run to Jesus. And the reason I did the video about long live the patriarch is because the USA's here to protect Israel. Don't you understand that? The USA's, I would gamble 98% of my money that the USA is going to be here till the rapture of the church. No, I think I'd gamble about 100% of my money that the USA will be here till the rapture of the church. At least 99%, because there's going to be a place on earth that protects Israel. And it looks like the USA is the only place that's got the redemption in their laws. USA seems the only place that has grace, lets people protest without cutting their head off, you know. If the Democrats would have won, I'd be cutting people's heads off for protest. Don't you know Hitler was a Democrat? Come on, wake up. It's right here in your face. The PA, if you unfold that word, it's the provider, it's the protector. God loves his people. God the Father, not God the Mother. How many women would sacrifice for the man and the kids? The man sacrificed for the wife and the kids and the in-laws and everybody else. If they're on his team, yeah, he'll die for the whole family. He'll go out there and work three jobs. Because that's built into the PA, the DNA of the PA. Yeah, women work hard for their kids. I understand that. But why does it take a woman having kids before she wakes up to the fact that they're sacrificing life? you'll notice them, they're always just wanting to have fun. It's all about ease and pleasure. What about sacrifice, people? When did we lose that? When did they quit teaching that in schools? Honor, sacrifice, dependability, suffering, enduring hardship, commitment, keeping your word, having some character. Where did that go? Where did we lose that? And don't be surprised if you don't give it to, if you don't give that to somebody, they don't give it back, you know? It's a two-way street. It's a tit for tat on sometimes. Yeah, you endure it for a while, but if somebody never gets the hint, hey, change your character. What'd that guy say? That general had the same name as him, and the guy was a coward. He said, change your name or change your character. If your character's bad, go change your name. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe your name means something bad. They always try to curse you if you're saved. They'll have somebody call your phone, some salesman. Is Malcolm there? No, Malcolm's not here. I claim the blood on that curse. M-A-L means bad and come. Bad come to you. Is Malcolm there? No, there's not going to be any bad come to this house. It's all good because I'm under the blood. We know what you're doing. You're using the words to try to curse somebody. We're not stupid anymore. We figured this thing out. We decoded your magician priest class games. You're trying to use words to create a reflection and a thought in the mind, which causes a reflection back in the 3D. Mind over matter. We're sealed. We're covered by the blood. Yeah, everything is a word. This whole reality is based on words. And you want us to think negative, so negative comes back. We done decoded you to the hilt. You ain't got nothing on us. You ain't got nothing on us. It's freezing out here. We done decoded this game. And the more I decode and the more it spreads, the more I reveal, I've sacrificed 12 years of my life decoding this place. And I'm seeing on Instagram a lot of stuff that I said a long time ago is starting to be revealed on Instagram. And the more I reveal, the more it spreads, the more I sacrifice. And through the gut-wrenching pain of this place, the more that's revealed to me by study, persevering, and introspection, and cutting the TV off and the music off and the system off. Forgot to lock my door. I'll never do that again. The more I reveal about this devil's broadcasting system, the more it spreads. All you have to do, if you really want to decode this place, take the words and break them into parts. And look for the patterns and the common denominators. And eventually what you'll do is you'll get to the common denominators of cut, turn, union, and flow. And then once you see cut, turn, union, and flow in everything, then you'll say, oh, if everything is cut, turn, union, and flow that we do, and it's everywhere in all things, then it must be a hologram, and it must be a fractal hologram. And what's happening on the inside is happening on the outside. And the battle that happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. And the only way you're going to overcome the flesh mind is take up your cross daily and realize it's all the sine wave, and the devil will come, just like when Jesus told his disciples, the devil's coming to test me. And then he went away, and Jesus beat the devil, and they come test you. You can't go a year without a test you. It's usually once a week. You can't really go a week without them testing you. If you do get a week off from them, they're scheming and doing the best they can. Wile E. Coyote never works alone because they're weak. They're the flesh is nothing but sin. It's weak. And it takes about 10 of them to try to mess with you. But once they hit a certain number, like let's say they do get 10 to come after you, you see a pattern. And so they really can't do 10 people. They usually try to do one. And you see through the one, so they bring another one in to try to support some kind of Jezebel game. And if two don't do it, then they'll throw a third flying monkey in. It's like 2.5 people. The third one's just kind of like hints. You know, say a word here, a word there, but they're not really in on it. I mean, they're in on it, but they're not really all in on it. So it's usually 2 or 3, 2.5 people, because you got two that are really trying to write a script for your life, prescription, like the doctor. You go to the doctor, there's a prescription. There's one that's full-on warfare. Then there's another one that's like 50% warfare, because they don't want to get too... See, whenever there's a Jezebel or a narcissist or whatever, who's supposedly the queen, queen bee setting up the other queen wannabes. So the queen is setting up the queen wannabes, and they're watching the game play out. They're watching the story. I had somebody online about 8 years ago. Who was that? She said, "I'm curious to see how this is going to play out." I'm watching how this is going to play out. And I thought, what are you talking about? What am I, in the Truman Show? Are you talking to me? Or did you just say that out of your mouth? It was online and it was in the real world. I'm curious how this is going to play out. So they know it's a game. If anybody ever says that to you, such and such and I are going to date. And that person that's doesn't seem connected to that other person. And they say, well, let's see how this plays out. What are they trying to tell you? That's a bizarre comment. That's a Truman Show comment. Remember Truman's wife? She held up the product and said, "Oh, this product is the best product out there." And Truman said, "What are you doing? What are you talking about? Have you lost your mind?" No, they haven't lost their mind. It's probably a hidden camera. Or there's probably a demon watching, or something's watching the whole scenario to see how it's going to play out. The archons, and that person might even be a Mia Archon or a Robotoid. They might have cameras in their. They might be Robotoids, cameras in their eyes or something. I have to say some crazy stuff, otherwise they'd shut me down. Because if I say one thing that sounds crazy, they'll say, "See, he's crazy. He's all right. He ain't gonna reach nobody." This truth is stranger than fiction, right? I wouldn't be surprised if they already got robots, and they're just 100 years advanced. And the wife that was in that was laying beside you wasn't even real. She was a synthetic. I'm not saying I believe that right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if I woke up, went to heaven, and said, "Oh, okay, that makes sense." Well, she didn't make a lick of sense. Had no spiritual inkling at all. But it's probably just the flesh mind. So the flesh mind is nothing but sin. Nothing but sin. And the flesh mind can't hear truth. The flesh mind can't rightly divide the word of truth. The flesh mind is just in the flesh, the natural. You must be born again, people, man or woman. You must be born from above. You must have a second birth, a spiritual birth. You had a natural birth, you got to have a spiritual birth. Otherwise, you can't hear a thing I'm saying. You hear me, but you interpret it through the flesh mind. My born-again brothers and sisters, they hear what I'm telling them. They can hear me. If I say there's nothing new under the sun, what shall be has been, what has been shall be. If I tell them that, read it in Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Solomon wrote the Song of Solomon. And Ecclesiastes, right? And so he wrote some stuff, some powerful stuff, Proverbs. These Proverbs have deep spiritual truth. When Jesus spoke, he said, they said, why are you speaking in parables? He didn't want nobody else to hear him but the disciples. And when they were by themselves, he spoke clearly. He knew those people were demon-possessed. But now the devil's a defeated foe. We can speak the truth, and it's already been said. There's no time. There's no space. It's all the same story. It's happening now. What story is happening now? The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. You can actually see Wile E. Coyote in that storyline. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. But Jesus didn't. The Pharisees didn't put Jesus on the cross. It was already written. Jesus, God the Father, it was written. While he was down here, he was showing you an example of how to be God's Son. And what Jesus went through, you're going to go through. They're going to lie about you, make stuff up, foolishness, try to pull you in. If anybody says, hey, let's go have a drink, that's a red flag. That's your enemy. That is your enemy. I don't care how nice they are. Let's go out here to the bar and have a drink. Hortum wine and new wine take away the heart. Are you, you're trying to destroy my heart? Is that what you're doing? You hate me? Is that what you just said? Let's go to the bar and get drunk. Did you just say you hated me? No, I didn't say that. Yeah, you did. What do you mean? You just said, let's go to the bar and get drunk. Yeah? That says that you hate me then, right? No, I thought we were friends. I thought we were friends. Whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. If you're trying to destroy my heart, you're not my friend. Friend? If you're trying to destroy my heart, you're not my friend. Frenemy? You never heard that one before, have you? See how I can decode who's my friend and who's my enemy without them knowing it? Because the devil's more subtle than any beast of the field. A plus B is equal to C. 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. Let's go party. Let's go get drunk. Books? I don't think so. You just told me you were my enemy. You don't have my best interest. You hate me. No, I don't. Well, you hate yourself, and you think I'm like you. You hate yourself. You're destroying yourself. You're destroying your own health. And you want me to go down the rabbit hole with you to destruction? You hate yourself, so that means you hate me. Because you can't. It says love your neighbor as yourself. And if you hate yourself, you hate your neighbor. Easy button. It's so easy. A child could understand what I just said, but your mind is blinded by the flesh mind, and your heart is blinded because you destroyed your heart. And anybody who's trying to tell you how to get your heart back, you hate them and you defame them and you unsubscribe and you run away and you cry and you throw a fit and you say, he's a legalist. And I even preach against legalism, but I'm just telling you something good for your health, you know, but you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that, do you?